know, nowadays it seems like there's a lot of bad things going on, and I guess a lot of it, from the way I see it, seems to still stem from lack of feelings on our parts and how we relate or communicate with our fellow brothers and sisters. Hatred is a feeling, love is a feeling. Let's hate all that does not allow us to love. And we can do that just by getting to know each other and talking to the people. Who can you turn to tell your troubles? Tell them to. You can't go around wondering what it is you gotta do. You gotta be ready and willing to make a move. Nobody can push you if you don't wanna move. You suffer, cry, and hate, and live the American way. Fly the hateful skies of America. Fly the American way.
Gotta talk to the people.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Tell them how you feel.
Tell them how you feel. Good morning.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Tell them be for real.
Mm-hmm.
Real best you can. Talk to the people.
That's talk it. To the people.
All right. Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Community Watch and Comment Friday edition. I'm Ron Pinchback, along with Chip Jones. Mike's on the boards over there, keeping things intact.
Mm-hmm.
And most importantly, you, the listeners. This is Community Watch and Comment, okay? And as we always do, we let you folks have your say at whatever issues of the day, okay? And this is no different. Except for one thing, and a very important thing. We are in pledge drive.
Right.
Okay.
It's our last day.
It's our last day, you know, to collect money.
Mm-hmm.
For the station. So we're all trying to make our goals here. We're all volunteers. You know, we don't have that golden list of sponsors that that everybody's been talking about, which we're going to talk about too, to rebuild or to demolish or whatever you want to call it, the White House.
Mm-hmm.
So be generous, folks. Give us a call, 202-588-9739 or 1-800-222-9739. And you can pledge online, worship.
At WPFWFM.org, hit the big red donate button, or you can hit us up on Cash App, $WPFWFM. Our goal for this hour is $600, so we would love your support.
Yes, we definitely do that. All right, so this morning, Community Watching Comment, the topic... White House down.
Mm-hmm.
White House down. You know, we're seeing images of the East Wing being torn down by bulldozers and heavy equipment and in a very, very dramatic scene. Is this the administration or is this Donald Trump?
Yeah.
Anyhow.
Is there a difference
yeah.
in this administration? I mean, he is the master of the loophole, because they have yet to submit their plans for the ballroom, which have to go through the National Capital Planning Commission. But they found that there's a loophole that you don't need any prior approval to demolish.
so he went ahead and demolished
right
And
which puts added pressure on the commission to approve the building, right?
Well, the other part of that is that he had promised the commission, you know, that he would not touch the east wing,
right?
Okay, that he would leave it intact, and he didn't. Needless to say, you know, they started demolishing the gateway to it, and I guess he said, "Well, okay, go ahead, you know how it works."
Right.
So, and that's the first thing I thought about. I said, "Now, how in the hell did they get all those permits and everything in D.C.?"
Right,
you know, it takes years sometimes,
right,
to get the road permitting to do something like that.
Well, you found the loophole. You got to get the permit to build, but you don't have to get the permit to tear down. And like I said, it's going to put pressure on the commission, especially when most people are looking like, okay, he's going to build a ballroom that's like 30,000 square feet larger than the White House itself.
Yeah. And now, once again, there's been no approval process identified, other than, well, this is what the president wanted, so that's what we did. You know, there's no paper trail, you know, of estimates or anything like that. And I mean, they started breaking ground on the 20th. I mean, good gracious. So anyhow, and the costs are going up. $400 million at this point. But also, they've got a lot of donations from major corporations across the country that are supporting this effort. And I'm talking about, you know, millionaires, billionaires, you know, anybody with some money or want some juice,
right,
are lining up to donate.
I mean, that's what we talk about here, how we don't take other people's money. We only take our listeners' money, you know, so that we're only beholden to them. So what do you think the Trump administration are beholden to people that are ponying up $400 million for a new ballroom?
Okay. I can see the posters now, you know, and the symbolism, you know, the symbolism of this act. If you think about it now, the East Wing is where the first ladies were, you know, had set up residence. And here we are, a man with a bad reputation with women already. So now he's going to take away their she rooms, you know?
Yep.
No sensitivity at all. Okay.
None whatsoever. Hey, you know, speaking of women, we want to thank Susan in Washington, D.C. for putting us on the board with our first donation.
Thank you, Susan. Yep. Appreciate that. Big time.
Thank you very much. So, fellas, don't let her show you up.
Come on, y'all. Look, keep this signal alive and well, because we need it. We need this. We need this signal, this 89.3, you know, to permeate these airwaves here in the nation's capital, the nation's capital. Okay, so you know they can hear us up on Capitol Hill. They can hear us in the White House. They can hear. More importantly, they can hear you. They can hear you. Okay. And that's what you want access to. You need that access in these days and time. So give us a call, make a pledge of support, 202-588-0093. That's the community comment line. And the other is 202-588-9739. Okay, and that's the pledge line, 202-588-9739. Now, you know, here we are in the midst of a shutdown, and this administration has got some really big money projects that are being planned and implemented. One is this Argentina bailout, what, $40
billion? $40 billion. They doubled it from the original $20 billion to $40
billion. $40 billion, okay? And only because he's a political ally, you know? And the whole beef thing now, the beef farmers are beefing because they're going to get this Argentine, what do you call it? This platform,
right?
You know, to sell their beef here at lower cost, competing with the local farmers. So it's a mess. But once again, that's a $40 billion bailout that this administration, you know, wants to do. And there's also another one going on behind closed doors. And it's very important. The administration plans to funnel $10 billion through the Navy. All right? They're going to funnel $10 billion through the Navy to build a series of detention camps across the country. And the reason they're funneling it through the Navy is because they want them built quickly. Okay? So, why are all these detention centers? These are not going to be for migrants. Who are these detentions for? Students, protesters, you, me, you know, the cat, the dog. Mm-hmm. I mean, so anyhow, they're going to build these camps throughout the country so that they would have access, you know, to these things. So once again, that's $10 billion. Yeah, all right. And one more thing. Do these actions act like somebody who's not going to run for president again?
Yeah. He's acting as if he might not even run, but just stay.
I'm hanging out. Yeah. So, because he's doing a lot of stuff that that he's got to get done within 2 years. And that's why he's well on his way, and that's why he's not, what's the word, waiting for others to approve what he wants to do. He's right. He's just going for it. And the American people are none the wiser, I guess.
Right.
Or maybe they are. Times are changing. All right, 202-588-0893, Community Watching Comment. I'm Rob Pinchback, along with Chip Jones. This morning we're talking about White House down. You know, the East Wing has been demolished. The corporations are lining up with trucks of gold and money and, you know, to support the effort. The symbolism, you know, the process. We'd like to get your thoughts about it. So give us a call at 202-588-0893. All right. Good morning, caller. Welcome to the program.
Is that me?
Well, that's you. Long time no hear, sir.
This is Rick calling you long distance from Germany. And first of all, I'd like to say kudos to Tony Browder and his show with Paul Pumphreys. I was blown away that Tony Browder would focus on the Congo and not ancient Egypt. I was tickled pink to hear the conversation about present-day Congo and what could be in the positive for black people there. Second, White House down. Anybody who believes that Trump is building a ballroom needs to have their head examined. They're building a bunker. They're building a better bunker. And Trump is probably preparing for war with Russia or China or both around Iran and Pakistan. I'm done, fellas.
Thanks for the call.
Yep.
All right.
Yeah, because there was an existing bunker there. So that's a possibility.
Yeah, but as the Bible prescribes in Revelations, it says that people would, when the times get like they're going to be, or the times that, you know, going to be like they are, people are going to be trying to hide under the rocks, to escape the wrath. So, yeah, the bigger the shelter, because they can't get everybody out of town, you know. So that's a thought. That's a thought, you know. 202-580-0893. You know, I mean, what about the money aspect? I mean, how? I know that this is a capitalist society.
Right.
But, you know, the White House is supposed to be what? The people's house. And many will argue that it's stopped being that long time ago.
You know? Right.
But now this is going to be the corporate house. I mean, every major corporation, you know, in the world's got money.
You know, on the table, right.
That's right. On the table. Putting it in the envelope, you know.
And the expenditures, I mean, we're looking at, you know, hundreds of billion-dollar expenditures, while the average people lose in health care. The prices, I mean, for the spokesperson of the Trump government to say that the president is more focused on the building of his ballroom at this point right now, it's like, what happened to what's going on for the average Americans? You know, I thought he was elected to bring prices down. I thought he was elected to, you know, give more people health care, not take it away, to increase jobs, not let people go. So it's like, it's a complete opposite of what he said he was going to be doing coming into the office, right? He was the answer.
Who's consistent? That's a question for his constituents.
Right, he was the one who said, only I am the one. I am the answer to these problems.
The alpha, you know. Right. And it's like this, the U.S. beef industry, once again, right. Very upset.
Right, he's going to bring jobs back to the U.S. And now he's giving them away to everybody else.
Getting rid of money and the men product, you know. So I guess it's not a big enough constituency for them, you know, whatever. But anyhow, that's where we are. 202-588-0893 this morning. We're getting your thoughts about White House down, the destruction of the East Wing. Now, where was the process? Do you really care? You know, some people say, well, it was never been the people's house anyway, you know. But the symbolism, you know, how important is that to the American people? 202-588-0893. All right, good morning. You on WPFW.
Good morning.
Hello, caller. That's you.
All righty. How are you doing this morning? Thanks so much. I guess, mm-hmm. you know, hearing you talking was making me think a lot about a number of things. Number one, we built that house.
That's
true.
Exactly.
I mean, so, you know, when you're talking about the symbolism, you know, it clearly is very symbolic. Number one, that history doesn't come out. So, but obviously they know what it is. But I think, you know, we have to, you know, this is what they do. And when I say they, I'm not talking about Trump. I'm talking about all the people behind Project 2025 and all the architects of the buttons that he's pushing, because he's not capable of having the vision to do all the things that he's doing. He's the player. He's the person who's at the controls. And when they put something like this in front of us, we have got to be very vigilant in going to alternative news sources, go to BBC, go to other things to try to find out what other things is the country doing at this moment while we're looking at stuff like that, the White House, the part of it being demolished. These boys play that game all the time. They throw something in your face, you end up focusing on that, and they're doing 10,000 other things, you know, at the same time. It's just misdirection, kind of a thing. And so that's the only comment I have. We need to be more vigilant in terms of really looking at what this country is doing outside of alternative media, because there are other people who are reporting, and that information is very valuable to us for our survival. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, sir. Well, that's the unfortunate thing, that people get so much thrown at them. Humans, everyday people,
they get overwhelmed.
They get overwhelmed. And, but that's part of the plan. Mm-hmm. That's part of the strategy, baffle them with bull, the rest. And
speaking of overwhelming, we want to thank Friend from Washington, D.C. with a huge donation, brought us almost up to the halfway point. So
wonderful.
Still got $300 to go. So we would appreciate your support.
Thank you very much. Indeed. And don't forget, folks, with a minimal contribution of $25, you can become a voting member of WPFW. Because we have elections coming up for various offices this summer. But those who can vote have to be members. And we would love to have you involved with the station, as a voter, and as someone who cares, about the future, of the station. So if you're inclined to do that, please, make a contribution for $25. Say you just want to become a voting member, and we'll be glad to thank you for that. And thank you in the long run, because we're going to need your representatives to either run for office, at the station, or to support someone who's running for office here at the station. But once again, you got to be a registered voter here at the station. And to do that, all you have to do is donate $25, and that's it. Okay. And of course, you can also sustain your pledge, $15 a month, $20 a month, whatever you can do, $25 a month. We understand. We're in D.C., so we know what's going on. But together, we're going to pull this through. All right. Together, we'll provide you with the information and the hope, and the information you need to get out there and fight and do what you must to survive. Provide you with credible information. Try to get you away from all the crazy stuff, the necessary stuff, as they say. So once again, make a pledge by dialing 202-93. I keep trying to get my home number. 202-588-9739 or 1-800-222-9739.
Or hit the website at wpfwfm.org. Hit the bright red donate button. And you can still hit us up on Cash App at $WPFWFM.
All right. So once again, the topic this morning is White House down. Your thoughts about what's about the East Wing being demolished unceremoniously, history, is being made and stuff.
But in a way, when you say that it's being demolished unceremoniously, it's a metaphor for this Trump administration. I mean, we're seeing all the guardrails, all the things that we we had always assumed that administrations would and wouldn't do be demolished by Trump unceremoniously.
You know, unceremoniously.
That these things would just, you know, we thought protocol or, you know, just the gentleman's agreement that you just don't do this to people. You just don't do this way, you know, snatching up people off the street, zip tying children. You know, we always assumed that that's just something you wouldn't do. You didn't need somebody to be in your face to tell you not to do it. But that's not what this administration's about. It's about, you know, if you can't stop me, I'm going to do it. And even if you can stop me, it's going to take you the time and money to litigate me to make me stop.
The other issue was about ICE, and you know it's tentacles because what this administration is doing is it's building a domestic army of agents who will do, you know, what they are told to do. It's been discovered that some of these people are not being, well, look, they're not getting background checks, you know, and things like that. So you got people with various records, you know, various issues, you know, who shouldn't be serving in that capacity, shouldn't be given guns and badges, you know. And that's a recent revelation.
Right.
But that's because they're trying to, you know, steamroll this and get as many people in there as possible. But, you know, they're asking for trouble.
Right.
They're asking for lawsuits, you know, asking for trouble. And they've already had to dismiss, you know, folks, you know, for criminal background, you know,
bailing them, yeah.
Issues.
Can't pass the physical tests. I mean, and these guys are being paid more than any other police force in the country. You know, they're getting those benefits,
$1,000 bonus,
right? Getting those benefits for college education that this administration refused to give to other students.
All right, so give us a call 202-588-9739. That's the pledge line. You know, we'd like to hear from you. That's 202-588-9739 to make a pledge to WPFW and Community Watch and Comment. In the meantime, we're going to go to the phones and see what the caller's got to say about all this. Good morning, caller. You on WPFW.
Good morning, and thank you. I've already made my pledge. I'm not pledged, but I'm
thank you.
giving you promise. Listen, I'm in total agreement with Rick. I'm in total agreement with Rick. My job takes me into boiler rooms all around D.C. I want you to look at what's happening where D.C. generals be. They're tunneling. They're building tunnels. They say it's for WSSC, for drain, draw, runoff, et cetera. Not necessarily so. Yes, it can do that. But they're big enough for vehicles to get into. Okay, he says that this ballroom will, whatever number the capacity is, I think it's around 1,000 people, it should hold. But look at what's happening with respect to Russia and America. Putin is not going along with Trump. He is engaged with BRICS and the global south. He knows where the future, economic future is. Trump put sanctions on Russia yesterday or the day before. It's going to heat up. These are evacuation routes for people downtown, the staffs, et cetera, to get from downtown. As I tell you, my job takes me into boiler rooms all around D.C., and I talked to engineers who run those boiler rooms, and they're talking about vibrations, all sorts of vibrations in the ground, et cetera. So I think he's giving us a chance talking about a ballroom. I believe they're tunneling just like other countries have done, Hamas, et cetera, to get their people out. Because I believe, just like Rick, there's going to be confrontation between Russia and America. And thank you for taking my call.
Thank you.
All right. 202-588-0893. You know, the idea of, you know, people of the rich taking shelter, you know, that's at an all new what was the word? High.
Yeah, I mean it's big business. People yeah. we've seen the articles about these, you know, $1 million, tens of million dollar bunkers out west, you know, that have all the amenities of a high priced condo, but are built underground for those that want to ride out the apocalypse.
Oh boy. 202-588-9739. That's our pledge line. We'd like to hear from you. Okay. Give us a call. Make a pledge to support the WPFW. Support the Signal 89.3 FM. Been around since 1977.
More importantly, support the conversation. I mean, that's what we are here for, is to give you a voice.
Exactly. Exactly. So that, you know, you don't get lost with the pun. With all the pundits out there, you know, you'd be surprised at how much common sense people have in figuring things out for themselves if given credible information.
Right.
All right, 202-588-0893. If you'd like to make a comment about what you see regarding the White House demolition. Now, you know, now see, if somebody had attacked that building, we'd be at war.
That's right.
You know, if somebody had attacked that building, we would have been at war. But with a few handshakes and a couple of
bulldozers,
you can get the bulldozers on in there and tear things up and have a permit to do it. Right? We got a permit to blow this up, to tear this down.
Right.
You know, so what's your beef, you know?
That's right.
All right. So, but, you know, historically speaking, once again, it's a major change. It does call into question, you know, why the East Wing? I mean, why, you know, I guess engineering-wise, it might be a better location, but the symbolism, once again, women were very, very important. You know, the first wives were a very important part, you know, of the White House history.
And, I guess he couldn't do the West Wing, and he couldn't do the main house, so he took the one he could. And also, you know, you got to know it's a bit of a vanity project. I mean, the word on the street is the word of the street is going to be called the Donald J. Trump Ballroom at the White House. So we know this guy has a propensity of putting his name on stuff, you know.
Yeah.
If they won't give him a Nobel Prize, he's going to build something to put his name on.
Yeah, you know, so the question is, how are the American people going to, you know, deal with this? I mean, is he stepping over bounds? Is he creating issues, even more issues for himself?
Yeah.
His policies are very, very unpopular.
They brought 7 million people out last weekend, so.
Okay. Yeah, how about that? 7 million and counting. So, folks, I guess the word is don't give up the hope, you know. You know, stay focused, stay informed. Keep your dial set at 89.3 FM so that you can hear these types of discussions and share your own opinions. Because it's very, very important that you share what you have in your heart, what you have in your mind, okay? Because it's important. It's very important to the discourse. You know, we don't have to have a whole room full of PhDs. Perhaps that's been the problem, you know? You know, too many PhDs and not enough you know, common sense folks. 202-588-0893, Community Watch and Comment. Give us a call. Share your thoughts on, what about this $10 billion, you know, funneling of money through the Navy to build these
detention centers?
Yeah, they're building these detention centers. They want to rush to build them. Why are they in such a rush? You know, I mean, the ones that they currently built are not adequate? Or are they going to expand the populations of those facilities? And I'm sure they're going to be near, you know, large municipalities. So, but once again, that's $10 billion, you know, that they're going to fast track,
right,
to build prison camps. You know, for who?
My question is, who's going to be running them afterwards? Because we've seen, you know, with the Alcatraz, which is shut down by the courts. Those were private entities that wound up running them. So this is also seems like a way of him funneling money through these detention centers that are corporately managed, funneling taxpayer dollars to private corporations. There's a lot of stuff that this administration keeps trying to do to take public money and funnel it to private entities.
Well, perhaps I'm sure we'll find out more about this, but mm-hmm. that by funneling that money through the Navy, it becomes restricted use only, you know, for the Navy. And so that could be why they want to go that route, because they don't have to, you know, sign off all the papers and do all the heavy work, the lifting, you know, to get that kind of that money available, you know, quickly.
Right, but that's for the construction end. I'm saying, what happens after it's built, you know? Who manages that? Who's gonna?
Yeah. Will it be the Navy?
Who's gonna run that facility?
Yeah. Will it be the Navy? That's a good question. All right, we got another caller on the line. Good morning, caller. You on WPFW?
Hi there. This is Sue in Brooklyn, D.C., and a frequent voice heard on this station. And what I'm calling it is to give you an update. This isn't about the East Wing. Just about an hour ago, Letitia James entered a plea of not guilty in a Virginia court. And this was in response to indictment of mortgage fraud and making false statements. And the Trump administration, what I find fascinating, the Trump administration tried to convince us she made thousands of dollars off of that act. And yesterday we learned her prosecutors, a report, we learned that the total amount she benefited from that was $800. That's mm-hmm. not even a mortgage payment, right? And so, guys, two of my favorite hosts who do a great show, and what I want to say is this is why it is so important to support WPFW, because in this current age of misinformation, it's so important to hear the truth, and that's what you give us. So that's what I have to say.
Thank you
Thank you very much. Yes, Sue is our news director here at WPFW. Been doing a fantastic job. Yep, been around for a minute, doing it all the time, doing it good, and
day in and day out.
Yeah. Letting us know what's up. Thank you, Sue. Appreciate it. All right, we got another call on the line. Good morning, caller. You on PFW.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Thomas K. Byrd, and I just wanted to share a few comments. First of all, I want to say that this is not an American presidential administration. This is a criminal organization. The Orange Toilet is the grifter in chief, and that Project 2025 has been around since Reagan. They've been working on it, developing it, and they've been looking for the right person to come in because other Republican presidents didn't have the courage to execute it. So when they finally found the Orange Toilet, he was a grifter all his life. And so he was a perfect person to come in and run the play, which is 2025. And so that's everything his whole administration does is a criminal organization. With regard to the White House, you do have to have permission to tear down buildings in the District of Columbia. I used to work for D.C. government, so I know that for a fact. But his administration told him what he wanted to hear. You're the president. You can do anything you want. And that's what he did. Now, he's not going through any regulatory agency to rebuild anything. He's just going to do it. And he's lining up these people, corporations, to contribute to that. But the thing of it is, normal politicians feel beholden to those who contribute. This criminal does not. He don't give a crap about how much money you give him. He screws people. That's what he does. So I'm not surprised by anything that's happening right now with regard to the detention facilities, none of that stuff. Killing, murdering fishermen on the open international waters. I mean, normally we interdict drug boats. We don't bomb them and kill them. So this is a criminal organization. That's what they do. That's what criminal organizations do. They take out the competition. They don't play with you. They eliminate you. And so anything he does, it does not surprise me. I'm just waiting for the day when the tide turns and the D's are back in charge. Because retribution will be ours. And I'll leave it there.
All right. Thomas, a good old radio buddy of mine. Mm-hmm. We Act Radio.
We Act Radio.
Yes, sir. We Act.
We want to give a shout out to Mr. Sweetwine in Pleasantville, Maryland, for his contribution.
Thank you, Mr. Sweetwine. Yes, sir.
Pikesville? Oh, excuse me. It's Pikesville, Maryland.
Very good. Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. Thanks for being a contributor. All right.
We're closing in on our goal. We only have a couple $100, and we've got plenty of time to make it.
And we can, folks. Remember now, every dollar goes to the station, keeps that tower up, keeps that electricity flowing. You know, we don't get paid. You know, wouldn't take a dollar to do this job. This is love and necessity, okay? Because we need this voice out here. We need these voices.
Right.
And PFW is like a quilt of voices. I like that. A quilt of voices.
Voices.
Okay. And you know how a quilt goes. But they all, what makes the quilt strong are those patches.
Right.
You know, those individual voices. You know,
all we need is PFW strong. Couples will sustain us for $10 a month, you know, we could reach our goal.
All right. So do that, folks. $25 is the minimum pledge. Say, hey, I want to become a voting member of this family. So do that. I will become a sustainer. $10 a month, $15 a month, $20 a month, whatever you can afford. No amount is too great. No amount is too small. Okay. All right. Do we have any more calls there, Mike? Okay, let's go ahead and go to the call. Good morning, caller. You on WPFW?
Good morning. Good morning. Appreciate you, gentlemen, and the work you do.
Good morning.
I would it's suggested, I'm suggesting that the situation that developed in South Korea, where the citizens barnstormed the presidential palace and threw the bombs out, would be an appropriate solution for what we see here in America. Having said that, the caveat would be that the law enforcement people would oblige the citizens by throwing down their arms. And the law enforcement people have to realize or come to realize that this administration is not their friend. So they do their bidding, but in the final analysis, they are as vulnerable as the citizens. So that would be my suggestion. People come together and bombstorm the White House and throw the bombs out. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm chuckling, but that's exactly what January 6th was all about.
Right. I was going to say that we want to be careful how we use that, because it can be used against the other side, and it's. I think that's what we were trying to get back to. You know, we were trying to get away. We are trying to get away from an administration that doesn't follow the rule of law.
That's
and I
right.
don't know. I don't know if not following the rule of law yourself is a way to bring the country back. You know, it would behoove us, you know, in this next coming cycle to throw the bums out of office who are following behind this guy instead of standing up against him, the ones that have the power of representing us with a vote in Congress to impeach this guy, to actually have him removed, you know, if he continues down this path.
You know, one thing he also said, one of his suggestions was to the police, you know, the local police, that they would have reason to side with the citizens.
Right.
And he's right. You know, the average policeman would probably do it just that, you know, but this guy is hiring his own army. And you know, these are not police,
right?
You know, these are agents, you know. You know,
and well paid and
yeah,
large, well equipped, yeah.
You know, and well protected, you know, legally. That's why the masks, you know, and so on and so forth. So, you know. I can't say who would, you know, how the police would react, but I would be inclined to believe what he said. But once again, you know, we're dealing with an army, not the police. We're dealing with this private army, you know, that's being developed. You know, so 202-588-0893. Good morning, caller. You on PFW?
Hello, caller.
Yes, good morning. Am I there?
Yes, you are.
Yes, thank you. You know, if we look at this realistically about what has occurred in this country, even before Donald...
Oh, hello?
Can you hear me?
Oh, here we go.
Yeah,
here we go. We lost you for a moment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, we in this country, I'm saying that if you look at the picture realistically and not sideways or, you know, imagining in your own brain what you think had happened, but the reality is that we had high crime before Mr. Trump got in there. We had veterans still laying in the street, not attended, not cared for. We had children starving, millions of children. I hear in another radio program owned by a black lady in Washington, millions of children are, are starving, that they need, you know, we have to feed them. We have so many people doing things they shouldn't be doing in crime. And the almost 80 million, I guess, that put Mr. Trump in there, one of their main important issues that they wanted him to attend to was these open borders, and where in fluctuation of all these people coming in here, these undocumented Spanish and Mexicans and all these people, at the tune of 7 million, according to the news on this lady station, where the news lady gives the news, and she says that Biden and Harris had let 7 million. Now, sir, you know, gentlemen, I'm just saying, I'm for people being from other countries here, but we have to have a certain number. If we're going to bring in 7 million all at once, and hotels and motels and places that are just filled with them, trying to find a place for them to live, and then they got to go on them, you know, those places where they have to house them until they're housed. Is that the right way to do it? I don't think we should bring in that. You know how many people 7 million is?
Let me ask you this. The reason... Ma'am, hello.
Uh-huh.
Let me ask you this. Now, those people are coming here to work. They're coming here to work because American businesses are inviting them to come and work. They're not here on a pleasure cruise. They're here to work. And these businesses... The businesses, you know, have accommodated them, you know, and the farmers, you know, they're needed on the farm. They're needed all over the infrastructure now, construction, you know. So these people are coming to work, and they shouldn't be punished for coming to work.
More importantly, is that you never see these businesses or the owners of these businesses. You never see them arrested for hiring illegal workers. And a lot of this is of our own making. Now, you can look back under Obama. Obama actually deported more people at a higher rate than Trump did during his first term and has done now. But a lot of these people are coming up from our southern borders because of unrest in their own countries.
Exactly.
And why is there unrest in their own countries? Because we are shipping guns down there. And a lot of this is illegal gun trafficking to those southern countries. So a lot of this is of our own making. And it seems like, yeah, we want to be able to handle the amount of people that are coming to our borders. But we shouldn't be, I don't know, brutally... treating the people that do come here when it's largely of our own making.
And those who are coming to work, and you also have those who, you talk about the drug trafficking, for example. Well, the U.S. is the biggest consumer, you know? The U.S. is the biggest consumer of illicit drugs, you know, in the world. So you got a market, and you got people willing to go out and buy and consume, you know. And see, so unless you're going to approach this from all these different levels, then you're not going to solve the immigration problem,
right?
And you shouldn't be blaming poor people just trying to find a way to make a living. You know, so
I guess that's
so true. Don't denigrate on them. They at least they have a work ethic, you know.
But I mean, can we say that all 7 million are here?
I'm not going to agree with the 7 million. That's a very arbitrary number, and because you know there are more than that in the United States, that they don't even know how many. They don't even know how many. Okay? But once again, that's because they're coming to work. They're not coming here hanging around. They're coming here because people are offering them jobs.
Right. Yeah, because it's funny. It's funny when we see when we hear the talk about how ICE is targeting all of these immigrants, it's like you never hear them picking them up just, you know, arbitrarily. They go to places where people look for work, Home Depot. You know, it's like, seems like they're always catching these people in places where they're trying to work.
Where they're working. So,
well, that's sad. It's sad, but I'm saying, it's a lot of levels. And you're right. There's many levels that they have to, even the ones that's hiring them. Because I remember Mr. Obama in his administration, he announced that he would go after these employers. He even said that, but he never did anything. You know, he just let the people come in and the people hire them. So these presidents.
Well, keep in mind now. Keep in mind, this didn't start with Obama. Every president since the 50s have contributed to this problem because of that labor. These companies wanted that cheap labor, so they turned a blind eye and continue to turn a blind eye. You know, one of the first things that happened when these ICE raids started happening, and they were going out into the fields, you know, chasing, you know, farm workers, you know, in the farm fields. And the farmers, these corporate farmers, complained to the administration.
The crops are dying in the field.
Yeah, because you're chasing our workers away. What are we supposed to do? So just keep in mind, right? Like you say, two angles to a coin, okay?
We're still trying to hit our pledge. We still
come on now.
You can hit us even as we go off, and even after we're gone at 202-588-9739.
1-800-222-9739. Thanks for the dialogue. Thanks for the contributions. Thanks for supporting WPFW since 1977. And please, just a few more pledges and we can get over our goal and do our share to keep this station alive and well. All right. So make that generous support. $25 basic membership. Pledge online. You can pledge by phone. You can call Chip, you know.
That's it. Hey, thanks, Mike, for keeping the train running on time.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you, listeners.
You gotta be ready.